About 2 years ago, Scott signed a bill into law that would require those who receive welfare cash assistance to undergo a drug test. The American Civil Liberties Union sued and won a temporary ban against the law last October. And now the 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Atlanta has upheld that decision. Scott says he's going to fight the latest ruling, and the ACLU's Howard Simon calls that disturbing.
All four federal judges that have reviewed this have told the governor that his program is unconstitutional. Why he wants to continue to defend the indefensible and spend state tax dollars to go to the U.S. Supreme Court is really beyond me.
The state says the testing is needed to deter drug use among welfare recipients, but in its opinion Tuesday, the Federal Appeals Court said Florida had not demonstrated a, quote, substantial special need for the law. For WFSU-FM, I'm Sasha Kortner.